Oh, and by the way, there may be some other really nice people there as well, Joe. It's a business meeting. I'll be wearing a shirt and tie. And I want to be clear here. If what I share with you doesn't fit for you, it's 100% okay with me. I just really think you'll get a lot out of it like I did. Either way, it'll be nice to get together. How's 7:30 Tuesday for you and Sue? Pause. 1, 2, 3. Let Joe respond. And then, depending on Joe's response, you take the next step. If Joe says yes, then you have an appointment to share the program. If Joe says that he has no further interest, then you say, no big deal, Joe. Hey, I really want to thank you for taking the time to listen to it. I really appreciate that. Hey, let's get together soon for dinner. So if Joe says he has no further interest, then you say something like this. No big deal, Joe. Hey, I really want to thank you for taking the time to listen to it. I really appreciate that. Hey, let's get together soon for dinner. So you'll notice a nice natural flow here. Put that into your own words, cover all the points that you need to, and notice that we used the three stages of the invitation. We told Joe the reason we were calling. We asked Joe what we wanted him to do, and then we used the release statement. We let Joe know that it was 100% okay if he didn't see what we saw after we shared the program with him. That's it. It's that simple, non-offensive, honest, and to the point. Now, let's say that Joe had some questions on something during that 14-day phone call, during the call where he was supposed to have completed your wish to command. And let's say that he completed it. We can then use whatever or whichever of the array of resources that we have available to us. And what we're going to do there is define which one is best for him to get that question answered. And this, of course, could be setting up a follow-up phone call with Joe and our upline. And again, we're assuming that we don't know the answer to his question. If we have the answer and it's simple, then we're just going to give Joe the answer. But remember, we have a whole array of resources to get any question that Joe has. We have an array of material to answer Joe's questions. So let's just say that we didn't know the answer. I want you to remember one thing here. Be honest. If you don't know the answer to something, don't try and answer the question. Either say that you'll get the answer for them or refer them to where they can get the answer. So let's say it's something on the compensation plan and you don't have that on the tip of your tongue. You could say something along the lines of, hey, you know what? Let's go online and we'll take a look at the compensation plan together. Be honest, be honest, be honest. Just say something like this if you don't know the answer. Great question, Joe. Sorry, but I've not been asked that before. And rather than give you an answer that may not be 100% correct, I'd like to introduce you to someone that I'm in business with to give you the answer to that. How's 6 o'clock tomorrow for a quick call on that? So I'll say that again. Great question, Joe. Sorry, but I don't have the answer to that. I've never been asked that before. And rather than give you an answer that may not be correct, I'd like to introduce you to someone that I'm in business with, and they can give you the answer to that. How's 6 o'clock tomorrow for a quick call? Or, hey, Joe, great question. I don't know the answer to that, but I'll find out and give you a call tomorrow at 6 o'clock. How's that, Joe? Anything else you want to know? Now, what we're doing here, as Joe's asking a question and we're finding out the answer, we're gathering the answer, is we want to make sure that we answer all of Joe's questions at the same time. So what we don't want to do is answer one question, then Joe has another one, then another one, and this goes on for 5 or 6 days.